enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This morning, we'd like to talk about the straight gate, the narrow way, and what keeps so many of us from experiencing the oil wells that God has for us along that straight and narrow way. Luke 13:23. Then came one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye begin to say unto you, I know you not whence ye are, then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunken in thy presence, and thou hast taught us in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Matthew 25:1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for your lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. This morning, I'd like to talk about a few things here this morning. I'd like to talk about the pain in our life, fears, trials, persecutions, stormy times and highways, criticisms, corrections, and chastenings. So why does God allow these things in our lives? Why are these things in our lives? Everything that happens to us was either made to or allowed to by God. Everything that comes our way came through the hands of God first. God has power over all. I believe that one of the things that keeps us from that straight and narrow way, and that is that we do not naturally, the natural-minded man does not want to face these things. He wants to turn away from them and run. He does not want to face pain, fears, trials, persecutions, stormy times and high waves, criticisms, corrections, and chastening. So for the natural-minded man, he will turn and he will run from these things, therefore never receiving what the Lord Jesus really wanted him to receive. I believe that rather than running away from this list of things that I just spoke about, and turning around and walking right into them is the best thing we can. I have discovered that if we are willing to stop, turn around, and walk right into these, whatever it is, if it's a pain in our life that we do not want to face, whether it's a fear, whether it's a trial, whether it's persecutions, stormy times and highways, criticisms, corrections, or chastening, if we choose to walk right into them, we will find that there's something right beyond those things that Jesus really wanted us to have. I believe that right beyond these things are the oil wells that we need for our lamps. Like in the verses that I read there from Luke, these people, it says that they had eaten and drunken with him. Is that not the case for so many? They want to eat from his word. They want to drink from his word. They want all the many promises that Jesus has for us. But when it comes to pain or fears or trials or persecutions or stormy times and highways, criticisms or corrections and chastenings, you know, in their lives, they choose to run from it because naturally they do not want to go there, not realizing that if they would only go there, that they would be set free and that they would have been led to the oil wells that Jesus has for us. Let us, as these things come up in life, let us face them. Let us walk into them. Let us allow Jesus to walk us through them and come to the oil wells of life, that we may have oil. that we have plenty of oil in our lamps. That we would choose to move forward despite of everything that is in our way, such as pain, too painful to walk through, fear that we're too afraid to walk through, trials, understanding that it's God's will and God's way that we do have trials for the trying of our faith, persecutions, understanding that persecutions were meant to be and are for the Christian's good. Stormy times and highways, realizing that the waves are there, but he's given us the power to walk on the waves rather than thrashing around in them. And yes, the corrections that we need in our lives, or the chastening. As Christians, why should we need chastening? All these things are there for one reason, and that is to grow us up in the Lord. Let us face these things, let us walk into them, and let us find that narrow and that straight gate where there's plenty of oil for our lamps. God bless you all, and we'll look forward to continue with you all as the week goes on.